RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Logan Lucky, now playing in area theaters.
I will be the first one to nod my head. There's plenty about the American South to poke fun at. Incomprehensible dialects, watery beer, and a fondness for the Confederate flag are just a starting point. Perhaps the biggest head-scratcher about Steven Soderbergh's Logan Lucky, a comedic heist about robbing a racetrack during a NASCAR race, is whether or not we are laughing at the absurdism of the story and its circumstances, or straight up laughing at the characters. Your opinion probably depends on where you're from and your familiarity with the South, but there are points I am sure cross the line into mockery. I'm not pointing fingers and judging Soderbergh and first-time screenwriter Rebecca Blunt. There are plenty of films out there which make fun of Yankees, California hippies, and Northwest coffee snobs. You want to craft jokes about Americans as a whole? Have at it. But be honest about it. I have a hunch neither Channing Tatum nor Adam Driver will admit the extra drawl they slather on top of their already overdrawn talk is nothing more than funny voices. Besides, most of the film takes place in West Virginia, a mid-Atlantic Appalachian state, hard to call the South. They're playing horseshoes with toilet bowl rings, though. This has got to be cultural mockery. Not that there's anything wrong with that. In fact, one of the guys tossing the toilet ring claims, "I know everything there is to know about computers, all the Twitters." Even the banjo boy from Deliverance could recognize the flaw in that sentence. Soderbergh doesn't mock NASCAR, though. If folks were honest in opinion polls, NASCAR would probably outpace evangelical Protestantism and Pentecostalism, for which organization has the most devout congregation. The NASCAR race is mostly ignored and used as atmospherics, most likely to avoid any accusations the director, mostly known in cinematic circles for sex lies and videotape and traffic, and known in the South for Magic Mike, would dare make fun of the sacred oval track deity. Logan Lucky doesn't break any new ground when it comes to the caper. Most of the film is planning and inexplicable movements which only make sense later. Soderbergh keeps the audience in the dark about how Logan, played by Tatum, and his bumbling crew attempts to rob the racetrack in broad daylight on the busiest day of the year. This ensures interest and maybe a couple aha moments. The film is more interested in its characters' idiosyncrasies. Logan's daughter is a beauty pageant fanatic who can also hand her dad any tool he asks for while they talk about John Denver. Logan's brother, played by Adam Driver, has only one hand, a recurring feature, and pronounces the vegetable cauliflower. But he instinctively knows to make a Molotov cocktail and torch the guy's car when Logan gets in a bar fight. Katie Holmes, an odd casting choice as Logan's ex-wife, remarried the most pompous, money-flaunting car salesman in the world. But she still slyly admires Logan's salt-of-the-earth demeanor and aw-shucks attitude. The script ensures we understand. Logan may be planning a felony and setting up long-term prison sentences for himself and his family, but who cares? He's such a good guy who loves his daughter. Soderbergh has one of the most diverse filmographies in Hollywood, but Logan Lucky most closely resembles his Ocean's 11 remake. Bring together disparate figures, have them bicker out a plan, assign everybody one or two distinguishing characteristics, and voila, a mostly enjoyable, non-threatening, and none too challenging weekend matinee feature is born. Logan says, "We West Virginians are a proud folk." They're not too proud to conspire and steal, but seriously, anyone who says cauliflower and knows all the Twitters can't be all bad. That is why I give Logan Lucky 3 out of 4 stars.
Logan Lucky is rated PG-13, now playing at Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, AMC Sundial 20 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 cinemas. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.